Hi, everybody. So here we are again. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there half an hour or so. So this is only live for people listening. And think of one particular situation that you have with your body, and we'll see if we can help you out with that. And also, we'll take about six requests on the chat room, if you like, for certain rooms. So let's do a clearing for people that have had situations during their life, maybe the last couple of days. So think of something. And it can be anything that to you, connected to you, core to you. Remember, everything gets corded. This is the planet of cords. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, we'll do that in case you need to go a little deeper with something. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll energize the light beam now. So bring it up on your monitor screen. Here we go. And I use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll just turn it back over to Ann here and see what's new in her neck of the woods or whatever else is happening. So, Ann, any words of wisdom tonight?
Well, sure, Ron. Hi. Welcome, everyone. Happy to be here. My favorite of all of our shows is the Saturday night visit to the Lightship. Today is Saturday, August 9th, 2014, and we have a terrific show planned for you. I'm looking forward to it very much. Ron, if we could start out, I thought, with a healing, though I think everyone feels quite centered from your opening, but we did have a request from a listener for a grief healing. And I was wondering if we could perhaps have a sample of that, and maybe you could talk about, why that's a difficult one for people.
Yeah, I don't know if we have grief on the website or not, but that could be under maybe the special clearing if you have a lot of grief in your life. So here we go. Grief could go many different directions. Boy. So here we go. I think grief is more like probably looking at maybe struggling with life and then having sadness attached to the struggling or something like that. So here we go. Think of a situation that grieved you. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yes, I mostly associate grief with the loss of a loved one that sometimes it's just very hard to get over. But you're right, there could be other things you could grieve about, choices that you made in the past or other things that you've lost in your life. So I hope that that was helpful for people. Okay, so we have quite a few emails. In fact, our emails have been kind of backing up a bit because we've had so many things to cover. So I'm going to get right into those, Ron, if that's okay. We have a question from a listener. How many free clearings can one do for each of the clearings?
I don't know what that means. So,
what I think she means is, in the past, you have given us some healings and said you can use this for a month, or also you've said that the healings that if you're listening to archives of the radio shows, those healings will work five or six times for you, and then that should end. So I think she's wondering if that also applies to the free healings on the website, like the alien keyword and gray skies and all that. Those we can continue using. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, the ones that are free on the website are, unlimited usage. So
great.
But remember, when you do the clearings, you want to keep typically one clearing up, at a time for yourself. That wouldn't mix energies with, your husband or boyfriend or children, typically, because it could work better. Now, if you're all in the same family and you're having the same situation, then very possibly you're on the same timeline. And so that clearing could work, you know, for more than one person if you wanted to enter their names in on a separate box. Maybe if you have, say, there's four of you in your family, you and your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, and maybe a couple of kids or something, you could put the same situation in and do it that way. But typically, you know, keep your computer, you know, sacred with that one particular clearing for you. So some people want to do everything at once and try to save time, and the clearings don't work that way. You have to be dedicated to your own life, and that means that you need to be responsible and do it the way it's intended initially, which is typically one at a time, so you can get full benefit of it. Plus, if you did a whole bunch of clearings, you may not know which one really benefited you. So, you know, that's the reason also why we, you know, only do one at a time for a specific, you know, incident. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. But that is nice to know that we can use the free healings on the website indefinitely. So thank you for that. Okay, next email. Hi, Ron. I am the one feeling pins and in toes and has knee issues. That was maybe a week ago that this person wrote in. And she's been doing, since then, the timeline crashes and feeling like she's about halfway there. You had said I was abducted and being experimented with. Looking at my leg, knee on down, it looks different than my other leg. So will I get my leg put on right when the timeline crashes are completed?
Yeah, that, and you may want to get on the clone replica call on, you know, on Thursdays, you know, because that could help to release the clone replicas of you with that different-looking leg. So I would highly recommend probably doing that, along, you know, with the clearings. But there's no way to know what the aliens are doing. More than likely, I think this is the person who mentioned that their whole town got abducted or something. That's the way it felt, if I'm not mistaken. So everybody in the town got abducted, and they're probably all being experimented with. That's what I think we're dealing with here, a mass abduction, which isn't uncommon. So, you know, it happens all the time. Just think of two Christmases ago, you know, stores were filled with nobody, and the parking lots were filled with cars. And so all of a sudden you go, what's happening here? Well, it's just a mass abduction of people going into the Beyondo, and that's it. So anyway, this is nothing new. Maybe it's probably new now because we're getting near the end of times. I got onto a website, you know, which is YouTube, and on there somehow I got somewhere into a thing where they talked about the blood moon, okay? And I clicked on it, and it's almost maybe a two-hour YouTube, and they talk about how NASA maybe goes back maybe 5,000 years and they're tracking the moon and the, you know, astrological stuff and the planets. And they happen to have, and this was I think in 2012, so I'll just kind of talk about this for a minute. So this is probably put on in 2012, and they're talking about Israel. And they talked about the, you know, war they had over there, you know, in I think 87, 88, or 88, 89 or something, and how they defeated their enemies and how it also happened previous to that where they had another, you know, moon situation. And then all of a sudden I looked and it says, you know, October 8th, 2014 is another one. And there's another one coming up in October. So the people talking are talking about biblical stuff and how God is helping the Israelis in a sense because, you know, of them being, you know, from the promised land and it's being taken away, et cetera. So I'm looking at this here and I think, gee, you know, and so they're using the reference to God as like helping them. I thought, geez, what an awful God, you know, to kill all these people, you know? And then I'm looking and they said, you know, and the one in the late 60s, the war, they said they had 2,000 tanks. I guess they're probably Russian tanks. And, you know, thousands of men gonna, you know, wipe out, you know, Israel there. And they got defeated. And I thought, I wonder where they put all those 2,000 tanks, you know? Are they still laying there? That's a lot of tanks. You know, they're gigantic. You know, a tank, just think of a gigantic bulldozer or something. And they're bigger than a bulldozer, you know? So where did all these tanks go? I haven't been over there. Maybe they are laying there just outside of the town, you know? And I don't know how many jet aircrafts they had. And if there's 2,000 of them, they needed at least probably 2,000, you know, missiles or bombs to take out each one, and they didn't probably always hit it exactly. So I don't know what they had back then. Maybe they had a dozen aircraft, you know? So it makes you wonder how the timelines are created and how the alien gods are doing this to change the timelines and to have an outcome. As you look at it now, you might say, oh, that's a great thing. That's you know, a wonderful thing that God is doing this for the, Jewish people in Israel, and et cetera, et cetera. But they never talked about, boy, that must be a really awful God because they killed all these people. And I wonder if they ate them, too. So they don't get into that. They just sort of look at it as the other aspect. And so what timeline is that? Did they drop a timeline in and then take it away? So you have to realize what's really happening. And you can, you know, look at that yourself if you want. Maybe type in Israel, maybe 2014, 2015, something like that. And it's quite interesting. But that happens when the aliens bring in the blood moons. So that's a major mind control situation, and the one that we have now, which is the moon that's coming close to the planet here. So this is all derived by the aliens to do mass mind control. So you can judge for yourself if you wanted to listen to that. I only heard about maybe 45 minutes of it. It kind of got repetitious because they kept playing the same scenes over and over again. And then I speeded it up, and it was kind of the same basic thing. But quite interesting. So back to you, Ann.
Well, okay, Ron. Really not surprising at all that I guess everybody who believes in a God like that never asks themselves, why does God hate these other people? If he's supposed to be so wonderful, why does he hate some people and he's willing to kill them off?
Yeah, it's a buffet table.
Yeah. Yeah, that's disturbing. I guess they can, and I guess, Ron, when you talk about the moon, do the aliens use the moon to shoot us mind control? Is that what happens?
Well, there's a lot going on with the moon. Remember, what's on the backside of the moon? Who's there, you know, and what's there? Is it even there? So that's a major influence to the planet here. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that. But it is something that affects, you know, people here. You know, I know that the police department's put on more people during a, you know, maybe a new moon or full moon or whatever, you know, because people get, you know, that's you got the tune Lunar, you know, Looney Tunes, you know. So lunatic, that's from the moon. So back to you.
Well, I would say I can confirm that they must be doing something with the moon, because the New Age person I used to know would say, oh, when there's a full moon, you should go outside. If you can sleep outside, even under the moon, that would be really great. So now I know that everything, you know, he was saying was really, you know, cursing us and hooking us up more up to the ETs. So, okay, someone, I did check, Ron. There isn't a specific grief clearing on the website, but one listener did wonder that it might be in the self-empowerment clearing, and I don't have that opened at this time, but so maybe someone else could answer us on the fast chat if grief is one of the options. But I think your idea of the special clearing, Ron, is a good idea. You can put that in to heal that in the special clearing. Okay. Next email, Ron. Oh, I wanted to thank you for the info on Saturday, meaning last Saturday's show, about the matrix being cleared. And thank you again for that, Ron. I always had a thing for rainbows. Does this mean I was part of that of the rainbow's matrix?
Boy, I don't know on that one. Possibly. I know that's what it turned into. I'm still working on the third, what do you call it? We'll just say like the third bubble. So I got rid of two. I believe for the way it feels to me, there's 10 of them. So I'm still on the third one. And it would be nice if when these get cleared off, if no more get put in, that we'd probably start seeing the rainforest here and have the Earth the way it's supposed to be. Remember, the way the Earth is now is no longer going to exist after ascension. I haven't mentioned that for quite a while because some people had a really hard time believing that. Like, this is the last life you're going to have here, okay? And that's the bottom line. The Earth is no longer going to exist because it's in the darkness energies. And also, I don't think, you know, the Earth spirit doesn't want to come back here again. That's why it left, and the older Earth spirit is here now, just kind of taking care of it until ascension time. So there won't be any Earth or any place to go to. That's why this lifetime is so important for everybody to get out of here. That's why you want to do your clearings. And the clearings that you're doing will help to bring your body out. And also, you know, just by doing the spirit barcode, at least then the light can find your spirit at ascension time. So that's the main thing that you need to leave here. Otherwise, you know, like what happened at the time of Jesus, everybody, almost everybody, I could use everybody, I could say it differently. Maybe there was 200 people that actually ascended. Okay, let's put it that way. So everybody else went sideways to a dark side universe, and that's why you're still here, because you got brought back here from a alien-created timeline of darkness back to a planet that had light on it. You don't know when you're not here, and that's why when you get out the calls that we have on Thursdays and you start having these energies being taken off of you, the clone replicas, you start feeling better. So that's the same thing. So it's, you know, you are feeling the change of being real versus being a cloned replica. And, you know, like I said, you're only real here maybe a couple hours a month. And that's when you actually have all of your energy with you. And that gets attached to your GPS location where you are. And it gets attached to your bone structure. And from there, that's how the aliens attach to you to take you into the replica clone bodies every 10 minutes. So that's kind of what's happening. So getting back into the clones, you know, you have the clones that are real clones that don't have a spirit and are learning how to live here. And a lot of those are coming in, and all of a sudden they might be leaving. Maybe they're just learning how to live here. Momentarily to get their databases filled. And then you have the humans that are cloned out that become human for 2 hours a month. And they're replicas where the aliens abduct you continuously every 10 minutes to bring a new you here. And that still has light in it, but it's not the real 100% you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's always wonderful information. So when we run the clone to light clearing on ourselves, are we more present for the time that clearing is running? Are we more human then?
Yes, you would be. Yeah, it'd start to bring in more of you, yes. Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Okay, and we have the next email has a question about ascension, so perfect timing. I have had great results with the clearing and healings. However, there seems to be a delay sometimes with understanding the divine light. We have so many layers, so you have to keep going with the clearings. Very true. Thank you, listener. My question is for ascension. Am I getting closer to having my body ascend with my spirit? What percent? 60, 70, 80, 90, 100? Do you have any idea, Ron, about for this particular listener, without me saying his name?
Boy, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Because the body, you know, it's hard to tell with the body because there's so many aspects to it. I just can't, that's a really a hard call for me to even look at to try to figure out.
Okay.
So the more you do, the more, you know, parts of you will be put into light. Let's just put it that way.
Great. And just a reminder to everyone, please keep doing the earth transport every time you finish a healing, other than things that Ron does live. Immediately put it on the new earth transport so the light beings can find you at ascension time. And this person has a request for a healing, Ron, and I don't think it's a one that is on the website or anything. It's not one you commonly do. But he's asking, can you do an ego consciousness clearing?
Yeah, we'll see what that means to the person listening. So here we go. I would think that's, boy. Normally you have to pick an issue that would be related to that. So just think of an issue. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Thank you so much, Ron. Okay. I hope that was felt good to that listener who requested that. And here's something we haven't done in a while, Ron, and I know you very graciously invite everybody's pets and plants and trees and everything to come on all of the times we go to the lightship. But someone had a special request. They have two dogs, and they feel that because they're having problems with a neighbor that the dogs are receiving some negative energy. And I was wondering to help this listener, but also everybody, if you could do a quick, whether we have dogs or cats or a horse, if you could just do a quick pet healing.
Okay, so if somebody's upset with your animal, pet or animal, and they're doing a psychic attack on them, you know, we can take, I'll do a timeline clearing to see if we can get rid of the timeline. So I'll do 10 of those timelines. So here we go. First timeline released. Second released, third released, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And just see if that tends to help. But remember, you probably should continue on with timeline crashes on it because your animals will reflect you, and you're reflecting your animals and your pets. So realize that what they're going through, you maybe already have went through, and or it will be connected to you through energetic cordings.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And okay, thank you very much for that. next email. I feel that someone has cursed me and is making women somehow hate me. I was told that a spell was put on me when I was still a baby. Is there a healing I can do to remove this?
Well, that's a good one. Oh, man. Well,
you know, do that. The you probably don't know who the person is, so then you have to do the curse of sex of spell clear and get the unlimited and do that a lot, you know. Maybe do it for 6 months, some time into it, then also get off that timeline. So, you know, to take, well, if you're a baby, Jiminy, I would say if it's that strong on you right now and it's affecting you at the age that you are, and hopefully you're you know, only about 20, you know, I would do it week by week and maybe do about 50 timelines for every week of your life. Because it's affecting you now. You know, if you're, you know, older than that, you know, just a lot more work. You know, but that you want to get off those timelines. So you started off, you know, with the bad timeline, and they multiply. So get off those timelines.
Okay, Ron, that's very good advice. And this listener isn't specifically referring to, you know, having a relationship with a woman or having a girlfriend or anything, but you and I did plan, because we've had a lot of listeners call and say that they would like to be in a relationship or have a partner in this life, and there are quite a few healings we've discussed that could help people clear the way for that, if you will. So I was thinking, since this comes up, why don't we do that next Wednesday? We'll dedicate the show to that on Wednesday the 13th, because that's the next time I'll be on.
Okay, we could do that, sure.
All right.
We could have people maybe even send in their situation so we can know where to start from and you know.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah, if anyone has. We have gotten several different emails, Ron. I think you've read a couple of them, you know, where people, you know, would like to have somebody in their lives. So if there's anything specific anyone wants to ask Ron or find out about that, try to send us an email before Wednesday, and we'll include that in the show. Okay, this is really an interesting email. And it's very long, so I'm going to try and paraphrase this. But this person lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they had a very unusual, unnatural, she uses, a fog come down upon them. So this might be another one of those abduction things. And this listener right away put on the gray skies clearing and other clearings, probably the earth protection, and felt immediately better. And cleared her path to her office, did the location space clearing, and by the time she got out to her car, the fog was so thick that it was like she couldn't see more than a foot in front of her, but then it moved back about 12 feet. So this was a pretty weird, unusual happening. But then she goes on to say that there was, she felt fine, but a coworker who was a young woman didn't do so well, and this almost sounds funny, but it isn't. She started walking kind of like a Nazi, with her arms moving with her legs, and then wouldn't look her in the eye. She would stand sideways, and if this listener tried to look her in the eye, she would run away. And to this listener, her behavior was so noticeable and you know, extraordinary, but nobody else was noticing or paying any attention to it. So she was wondering if this was an effect from the fog.
Well, it sounds like it, boy. So that was, again, you know, as we look at the aliens, the common denominator is mind control. And so there you go. The mind control fog came. Man. I may have to put that up on the website. Maybe you can send me an email so we can get that up for a free clearing, mind control fog. I don't normally see fog that often, but at times, you know, it does kind of appear, you know, at least for myself, not too often, maybe a couple times a year. You might just go through fog for 5 seconds or something driving, but I imagine there's other people out there, maybe like people live in the Bay Area, or, you know, along the coast, and there is fog that comes in from the ocean. So what's lurking in the water going into the fog, you know? Remember, anything can be used as a conduit. You have to remember that. Everything is a conduit here. Just like we're talking earlier about your pets and animals being a conduit to connect to you through energetic cordings. So, boy, very interesting. So maybe we can put up a mind control fog clearing.
Right, and this listener also says that around where she lives, there's still some of this fog. It's less where she is, but it's in other parts of the city. So I don't know if you can check that out a little bit, Ron. And because this is a longtime listener and someone that participates a lot with our shows. So I think she knows.
Yeah. It doesn't look very good, so let's see here. We'll just do a clearing here. So here we go. And also, you know, we have one, you know, mind fog clearing, right?
Yes, alien mind fog. It's a good one.
Yeah, so we got something, I think, on the website with that. But here we go. Releasing the energies around where you're living. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And so like I mentioned before, you know, just because you're seeing the aliens high in the sky and the clouds and all those faces, you know, the clouds are just showing up there. And they're, you know, the clouds are forming around them. Now, you don't have any fog down on the ground or clouds, but if you had clouds at ground level, you also would be seeing the alien faces as you're walking through them. And they're right there probably shaking your hand and hopping on your back and doing other things to you. So they're here, you know, we're living in the multidimensional realms, and you could be, you know, eating your dinner and be, you know, kind of jokingly, you know, at a card table, and the aliens are playing cards as you're eating your dinner, you know. So these timelines overlap. And just because your reality of what you know is here and true and real to you, there's other realities that are living, existing, we'll say, where you are right now. So, and we don't know that. So anyway, you need to understand that. It's just not somewhere else. Like when I talk about abductions, most people at the expos, they think, well, I wasn't abducted. I don't remember seeing, you know, myself on an operating table or you know, probes being put into me or whatever. Because if I would have remembered that, I knew that I was abducted. Then I can say, yeah, I was. But, you know, happens all the time. So you have to realize that this is what's going on. Just because you don't have a consciousness about it or physically see it doesn't mean that you're not affected by it. Remember, what you don't know is what the problem is, and what you don't see is where the problem is. What you do see, you can deal with it, but what you don't see is probably 99% of your life. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, yeah, thank you very much. And this listener ends her email, thank you for you and Creation Lightship in the healings. What is nice for me is now I just seem to know what clearings to do to protect myself from an occurrence like this and to be able to stay in the now and in peace when I see what is going on. Thank you again. So thank you, listener. I see now. Oh, that sounds like we have a phone call.
Okay.
Do we have somebody on the line? I'm sorry. Okay. I guess we don't have somebody on the line. Okay. So we have, we're at about 35 minutes into the show. Ron, do you want to do the lightship now or wait a bit or what?
Yeah, we can wait a bit. Well, we can do it in 10 minutes here.
Okay.
But remember, you always want to be in the now. That's the whole teaching. Be in the now, being connected to your spirit in the now and get off the timeline. So, and remember, your mind takes you there. So if you didn't have any thoughts whatsoever, then you'd be in peace in the now. The thoughts take you out of it. And that's where you don't want to be, in those thought energies. And the thought energies, the mind energy, is you normally go by your past reality, and that's how the anxiety and fears that you have. And when you get into the moment, that disappears. So you want to be in the now. And if everybody was in the now, especially the people in the Middle East, they could stop the war instantly. Because in the now, you don't have any thoughts, and everything is perfect for you. So you're not running judgment energies. So if anybody wanted to tell everybody over there to do the mind-to-heart drop, they could have peace instantly. They're not going to have any peace talks about anything, because they all have agendas, And remember, this planet is controlled by aliens. And so their alien race, whoever they would be over there, whatever group you want to look at, their alien race doesn't like the other one. And that's the whole bottom line, is that you're dealing with alien wars, killing humans, and probably more so getting rid of clones. And with a lot of the people that are no longer living, they're probably, abducted onto a timeline instantly. Time has stopped here, and they're probably actually food for the aliens. So that's what's happening. That's the facts. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. That's disturbing, but better that we know what's going on. And just to make everybody feel a little better, I have to just want to remind everyone about the Alien Attack page. It is so powerful and wonderful, and you can do it for $30 for a month or only $10 for 1 week. And if you ever feel that you've been particularly attacked, definitely put it on probably for the month. But then I would say at least every other month we ought to be running that, wouldn't you say, Ron, just to keep ourselves in check?
Yeah. Somehow some people think because they did a clearing once upon a time that they already did that one.
Right.
It's kind of like going to school. Well, I did that clearing back when I was in first grade, and I'm in 12th grade now. I already did it. Well, the aliens don't care. It helps you when you do it in the now, because then you get peaceful.
Right.
So they come back and see how emotional you are about something and put you back in that same scenario. And remember, like I was saying on one of the shows, you do your clearings and you feel great, and then all of a sudden one of your friends talks to you, gets you aggravated, upset, or courts you, connects you to the energy that they have. They slime you, in a sense. And all of a sudden now you wonder why you're dealing with an issue that you cleared 6 months ago or 5 years ago, and you go, wow, I thought I cleared that. Well, your friend gave it back to you again. So, as you start realizing what's happening, you're going to realize you want to work on yourself only, and you may start dropping people out of your life who are causing you problems. Because now, once you get into that peace mode, you know what it's like, and you can't convince anybody about how peaceful, peace is. They have to experience it themselves. You can teach them the mind to heart drop or talk to them about it, but after that, that's about all you can do. And it's up to them to move forward. I like the phrase that Jesus said a long time ago, let the dead bury the dead. And that's basically it, if the people are like a zombie and not getting it, not understanding it, and the mind control is so strong, you can't help them because they're going to be thinking their way and trying to think their way out of a situation because, that's what they think they can do. And you just get yourself deeper into the hole, and more things get attached to you because the aliens see that you're looking for something. And now you're on your self-fulfilling prophecy, getting more information about something that's ridiculous and worthless to you. When I go out and, battle the aliens and stuff, normally I have a cause first. I look at the cause, like the one in Hawaii, and there's other ones too, and I see, are the aliens involved there or what's involved there? Because the Earth Spirit would not cause any of these things. And so then I'll go after that energy that's, causing, perpetrating this energy onto humanity here. And that's the way it works. And normally the aliens don't like that. So all of a sudden I'm in an instant battle with them. And then the time-traveling soldiers come. And it's, gets to be a very heavily involved thing. And we're still battling them right now. So at some point the energy will stop. You know, the aliens will be gone, at least the ones that we're fighting. And maybe another group will come on board after that. You know, who knows? But, you know, it could be a never-ending story here because there's so many aliens trying to take control of the planet. And, you know, it's sort of like a computer that's run amok, and it keeps getting new programs to see how smart we are, to see if they can outbox us, you know. And, you know, the light is always in the moment. So, and all the aliens that, you know, are being battled with have the chance to turn into the light. The light always gives them that second chance before they're terminated. And that goes, if you know, a Bible study person, that's what Jesus did when he was dying on the cross. He asked the people if they wanted to have themselves, in a sense, saved or have their energies taken so that they can be neutralized. So I think one person said yes, one said no. It doesn't matter what your history is. Where are you now? What are you doing with yourself? The light doesn't judge you, but you have to step forward and want to help yourself. And you can't really help anybody else. You can maybe do clearings for family members and things or cousins or whatever, but, you know, are they changing their mindset, you know? And if they're not changing their mindset, then, you know, you're going to be probably wasting your time because you're going to be doing it forever. And all you can do is work on yourself. That's the bottom line. And for some people, that's kind of hard to take because they're involved emotionally with family members or parents or whatever. But either they get it or they don't. And if they don't get it and they're not able to help themselves and they want to stay in darkness, then that's where they're going to reside. Because, you know, if they see you as an example of being peaceful, then they may wonder what you're doing and ask. But if their mind control patterns are too strong, they may not even get it anyway. But that's the whole thing. You want to become peaceful. So I said, tell everybody in the Middle East to do the mind of heart drop. You know, you can't do anything and harm anybody at that point. And, you know, mind energy is taking them over. There's always some kind of cause. So I guess we should go to the light ship, Dan. What do you think?
Sure, Ron. Just before we move away from Hawaii, though, just one quick thing, and then we'll go to the light ship. First of all, thank you. I think you had a big effect there because the storm was way downgraded and much milder than was predicted. But one listener has a question. She was feeling kind of weak the last couple of days, and she was wondering if she's involved in that situation as a soldier.
It doesn't feel like it to me.
Okay, because you had said that most of us are not on call anymore or not on active duty. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I think there's 4 people that are active out of maybe a couple thousand that I enlisted.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, yes, I'm ready to go to the light ship.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So this only works live on this program. And if you're here in the archive, you're going to just feel the peace energy. And here we go. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants. And we're going up right now. I'll count to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now you're completely out of time.
And request physical healing.
Yeah, and you want to request, yes, 1 physical healing for each room that you're in. And you can just request it 1 time. That's all that's needed. And you're also physical on the light ship. So whatever you're wearing right now, that's how you're going to look to the light beams. And you're going to be communicating with them. So some people see them. If you don't see anything, you may just feel the peace energy, but you are in 100% communication with them. And what I will say is some people have the theory of no pain, no gain. So as you do get worked with, sometimes, you know, you may say, no, I want to still remember my remembrance here of all this past aggravation and hurt that I've had in my body. So only take 2/3 of it away, and I can deal with the 1/3. So I need to know about that, and they'll stop. They will never bridge or go past your own free will. So here we go. You can always say no to a healing. So going into the first room, this is the room that has the hot tub. This one's what we go into almost all the time to get detoxified. And right now I see green, and I also see purple. And this gel is all around us. Going into another room, cancer cell release room. So here we go, bring the energy to you so you can feel a little bit if you wanted to. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and do you have a particular room?
Yes, we do, Ron, the deer room.
Okay, everybody likes deer, so here we go. Deer room, and it could be fawns if you want to have that. And these, normally they come in threes, so when you do see something coming to you, they're normally always in groups of three for some reason. So here we go. One, bring the energy in. Two, three, four, and five. And next room we're going into will be what, Anne?
The forest room.
Forest, okay. So here we go. You see the big trees. Maybe we'll see the redwood trees. So let's look for those. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger, okay?
The kitten room?
Kittens?
Kittens.
Kittens. Kitty cats, huh? Okay.
Yes, kitty cats.
Here we go. So here they come. Little kittens. One. Oh, they're very sweet. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. How's it do puppies, huh? But here comes the puppies.
That's a good idea.
So one, here comes the puppies, two, three, four, and five. I know people like elephants, so we'll bring in the little elephants, little baby elephants. So here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in some of the, go to the bird room. Let's look at the parrots. So here we go. Any particular type you want to have, Anne?
Gee, I'm not too familiar with parrots, Ron.
Okay, so you can select your own room for parrots, people. If you want parakeets. So here we go. Coming in. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do butterflies. So again, request your one healing for each room. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And what's next?
How about the white whales?
White whales, okay, here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll have one more room.
How about the centrifuge room, Ron? Because I was going to ask you after this to shut down everybody's crown chakras, as you've done before, and I feel like maybe if you we did the centrifuge room and then you shut down our crown chakras, it might feel really good.
Okay, so centrifuge room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? So we'll come back from the light shift now, and we're selecting our plants and animals, flower pea garden. And here we go, coming back down. And pets, I'll count from five to one backwards. So going down, five, four, three, two, and one. So you may have felt yourself kind of like hit the earth there, and all of a sudden you have an awareness that you're in a different location. It might look the same to you, but you're going to feel denser. And that's the way it is. So you were completely out of time before, and you were like sightseeing here. And on the light ship, you were there, and you may not have been able to see anything, possibly. Maybe you did, or maybe you felt something. But there, you're out of time completely. So now you're back in time on the timeline, and you should be in zero time. So we'll close down your crown chakra, if you like. That's how the aliens connect to you. And here we go. All those spiritual books, having you get that crown chakra opened up for the divine. Well, divine aliens coming in to connect to you. So here we go. Closing down your crown. I'll just count to five to close it. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. So you should feel more self-contained. You might feel like you lost some of your psychic abilities, mainly because you were sampling everything out there and everything was sampling you. So now you should feel like you're kind of like rolled up, like kind of like a hot dog in a bun. You should feel pretty... a veggie hot dog, okay? So here we go. So you should feel pretty good. That's you, Ann.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. That does always feel so good when you do that. Okay, I was also wondering, because you were pointing out again to people that we don't want our crown chakras open. Another thing that the New Age movement and a lot of spiritual books will tell you is to open your third eye. Can you comment on that? For we may have some new listeners, and just let them know what that's about.
What you have is what you have. If it's open, it's, you know, whatever, that's good. If it's closed, it's good too. I wouldn't really put any emphasis on it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't mean that you're more spiritual because you're seeing things. You would not want to see what I see. So, wherever it is. So I would not really probably want it open, just because you may be seeing something and you may have nightmares for the rest of your life as you start seeing things. You know, people think you're going to just see psychic things, you know. What if you started seeing all the entities walking around in your house and in the shopping malls and walking down the freeways and you're running through them with your car and they're still walking? How would you feel about that? And what would you do if they start looking at you and pointing their fingers at you and you go, well, I don't like this here. Or what if they sit down and they hop into your body and you see that and they're eating your food with you? That'd be pretty disturbing. You'd probably end up maybe thinking that you belong in the mental institution. So you may not, whatever is done to you, wherever you are with that, feel good that wherever it is, it's good. If it's open too much, I can close it down for you. So I'll do that for people. I won't do an opening, but I will do a closing. So you know where you are now. So we'll just say that wherever you are now, that's a number 10. Okay, it doesn't matter where it is, but you're at a number 10 for yourself. So if you want to close down more, I'll bring it to a 7. And then if you wish to, make it larger or open more because you want to see more, then you can bring it up to the 10 yourself. But I'll turn it down for you. Some people have a hard time seeing too much. So here we go. We'll drop it down to a 7 for you. So dropping down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're at a number 7. So we're about a third less for you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. That's really wonderful. That's going to make a lot of people feel really good. Okay, we have another testimonial here, kind of similar to the things we've been talking about tonight. Hi, Ron. Ran the gray skies clearing for several days. Then a really rough rainstorm came through our area. The rain was a lot less in our town, but just 2 miles north, there was great flooding. Glad I ran the clearing. Thank you so much. Frequent flyer with CLS.
Oh, that's great. So a skeptical person would say, gee, did everything get stacked up into that one town? Well, probably not. But that's what a first-timer might think, It's supposed to get spread out and that one town got everything. No, that's probably not what happened. You probably would have got the same where you are. So don't think that you're causing harm by doing that clearing and that somebody else is going to be suffering. So the light doesn't do that. So they would have had that anyway. You just happen to get rid of the energy from that timeline where you are. So the timeline got changed where you are to eliminate whatever would have happened, a more drastic situation. So back to you, Ann.
Terrific, Ron. Wow, it really is already time to say goodbye. I just want to say we got a very nice email from a listener who is about helping us because we wanted to do a show, Ron, about how to use the website and how to do the healing. So thank you very much, listener, for that. I'm going to save it until we do that show. And just remind everyone, if you can help us, try to remember back when you first found CLS and were things what may have confused you or you had questions about, and so that we can put together a really thorough show to help new people how to use the website and do the healings. And we're pretty much at 55 after the hour, Ron, so maybe we could just end with a mind-to-heart drop. Oh, and remind everyone, tomorrow is the 8-hour physical rejuvenation call all day on Creation Lightship starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can still get on that call by going to Ron's website and signing up for it. And you can also be on absentee if you like. You can either listen the whole 8 hours, which is great to do, or you can call in and do the things you have to do during the day.
Okay, so, and I'm giving away this self-sabotage clearing, a whole lifetime clearing, you know, for that also. So here we go. Then you get on all the calls during the month. So, mind a heart drop. You have to command your spirit out loud and take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And we'll do that now. So here we go, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1. So you feel the energy shifting. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It just feel pretty peaceful now. And might just leave your phone off the hook. Turn off your TV and radio and just go to sleep. if you're back east. So anyway, we'll see you later, everybody. Just relax. And next program is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific on BBS Station 1. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Bye. Ron. Thanks, everyone. Bye.